And we are ready to go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm Austin bound, get my feelings checked at the door.
That's right, Texas has its own community-run Linux Fest on April 10th, 2010 in Austin, Texas. Go to texaslinuxfest.org for details. And remember, get your Linux on.
I'm Austin bound, get my eyes set on the price. The time is
1, 2, 3.
Texas!
Thank you.
Big O! Showtime!
It's the Linux and Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are Linux and bad. For the streaming, go direct to DLNGS.org. And the IC channel is LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Finally, the show starts.
Woohoo, about damn
time. Only a half hour late.
Is it really a half hour late? Time to go to intermission.
I was going to say, time for that intermission now so we can play the music.
Anyway. That's my life lately.
Your life is an intermission?
It seems like it.
My boys doing tonight.
My life is definitely an intermission. This is the shit that happens in between the times when I'm waiting for actually to have a real life. So.
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah. Claudio's like, I gotta go to bed now.
I'm not even sure what I said.
Does CLC
Alan
media
has me
player
so confused
have
now because he said words in the beginning?
Does what?
I was just wondering if VLC has a history file.
I never noticed.
Why, are you trying to erase your porn tracks or something, Dan?
No, I'm trying to remember which songs we played in the past.
Oh.
And if it had a history, I could look back and...
Because you didn't take notes.
He doesn't want his wife to find out he's been on the meat spin again.
Yeah, I don't want her to know I was playing Dobo. She laid down the law there. She said,
"No,
it's
Doba.
Either me or Doba." And I said, "Baby, don't make me pay. Don't force me to make that choice."
Speaking of songs, did
like
you get
know?
Any feedback for the new Doba replacement song? What was it 100 Owls?
I can play that again. I don't know. I have it.
Oh, jeez. I don't think Link has heard that one.
Yeah, I haven't really heard it either because of that whole feedback thing. What's that called? Insert here?
Something like that, yeah. Insert here.
Yeah. I still have that. That's all ready to go.
Was this a new Doba song, or is something
not
you're
Doba.
Playing
this,
that to replace
this is
Doba.
Somebody else. This is called 100 Owls.
Oh, well, I was going to say, you can't possibly replace Doba. You know, Doba has
know.
Its
this
own
is,
special
this
place
is pretty good, man.
In my heart.
This is pretty... In the Doba family of type of music, this is pretty up there, man. It's pretty impressive.
There you go.
Well, it does have a logging, so... I have now set the log, so I'll remember what I have played and what I haven't played. All right. Enough of this crap. Gentlemen, go ahead.
Omar Min wants us to talk about Linux since he finally caught a live show.
I know some of you said you had a rant. I got
like
some stuff to bring
happen,
up, so,
right?
So I will let whoever wants to talk go first.
I got a good
one.
Look
at your messages.
You go, Joe. You've been chopping at the bit.
Yeah, I got actually a couple good ones here. Just to go... first, I'll cover the one that just came in before the show. A lot of people will say, well, I like everything that I review on Gear Diary. Not true. Just look at today's review that went live on the Jaybird Sports Band.
The what?
Jaybird Sports Band. It's a Bluetooth headset. Okay? Wireless Bluetooth headset supports A2DP, so on and so forth, you know. So you can listen to music with your phone. All right? I get this email from the CEO of Jaybird suggesting that there is a compatibility issue, that there may be a compatibility issue with the G1, and that I should test it with my iPhone. And in my review, I don't know if you read the review, but did I say I had an iPhone? Have I ever said that I had an iPhone? Would I ever buy an iPhone?
Do you have an iPhone?
No, I don't. And I don't want one either. But, oh, I mean, it's classic. I mean, I just can't, I mean, just the iPhone is popular. You know, I understand the iPhone is popular. But I'm sorry, it's not the standard. The iPhone itself supports standards. And you guys will also, you guys at least on the tech show will get to see my response to them too. I've actually been writing it here while we've been yammering along.
Wait, what's the URL to this thing you're complaining about?
Here, I'll post the review. It's a nice...
Gear Diary wants me to answer some questions. No thanks. Is it on the Gear Diary site?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is the product?
It's a Jaybird. I just pasted it in the IRC. But, I mean, and then, you guys will see that I'm not going to post his email online, although I sure as hell feel like doing it. I might do it, but I'm probably not going to, well, I'll ask Judy if she thinks it's appropriate. I don't really want to flame him, you know, but I do want to just, and I'll point his stuff out offline, you know, just between me and him, but I don't necessarily want to bring it up to the top level, but I mean, this goes to show you that I don't always, just because I get it for free, doesn't mean I'm going to like it. So.
Alright, so I'm looking at this review here, and
I think that you should let this guy know that he has won the Tech Show Link Douchebag of the Week award.
But I'm like, I couldn't, that's the first time. Now, I've written negative reviews before, you know, and most of them take it to heart. But this is the first time I've ever had anyone say, I think you should correct your review.
This was in an email to you, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not in the comment. Where's the email?
I sent it to TechShow at...
I've been too busy to look at my email. Come on!
Dan does not read his TechShow email. We all...
How about this? I will post this...
Into the show. It's not a secret.
You should you should paste bin it. No, don't paste bin it because then it'll be temporary. On the Tilts wiki.
I'll put it in the admin channel.
In the cookbook.
There, it's in the admin channel.
Alright. Why didn't you read this out loud?
Well, I can. Let's go ahead and do that.
Do it, man. Go for it.
Okay. He says, hi, Joel. Thanks for taking the time to review the Sports Band Bluetooth headphones. We've always respected your reviews. However, I was disappointed in how this review was handled. Can you work with me to have the review more objective? As you'd be aware, Bluetooth is the standard, and this is supposed to work with any Bluetooth device. However, when it comes to Bluetooth stereo, you meet various software platforms that send music and call commands differently. Your G1 is clearly not a compatible phone with the Sports Band Bluetooth headphones. However, if you were to test with your iPhone, you would not find any problems other than limitations of iPhone with track controls. Your review suggests the sports band is universally faulty. It is. But in fact, it's simple. It's a simple compatibility issue with the G1 phone. Thank you for your feedback, and we'll pass it on to our developers. Since your reviews are widely syndicated, I'd appreciate a correction to the information most urgently before the wrong message gets spread over the internet. Thanks for your help, understanding, and support. Please let me know.
Now, Joel, I will ask, did you only test it with the G1, or were you able to test it with another device also?
No, I tested it with my netbook running Karmic, and it worked rather good on that, actually. I was able to switch the output of RhythmBox and a few other apps over to the Bluetooth headset, and it actually worked pretty good. In fact, I think I remember saying that in a review, too. So...
Well, I haven't looked at the review, so I'm just asking questions blind here.
I know.
You said it was problematic with the G1, but it worked well with your netbook running Linux.
Yep.
Joel didn't give an absolutely perfect review of it, and the guy's flipping out going, oh, well, you know, we want to correct this because we don't want you... suggesting
bad
that
news.
This is not a wonderful device.
Right. He was essentially scoping for a paid review. Which I have to admit, the first headset I reviewed from them and the headphones they sent me, those were great. I had no problems with them. Loved them. I recommend them to anybody. This headset, I don't know. You know?
Let me ask you a question here, because I'm reading the bone of contention in your review, and
right.
Now, if I was going to pick your review apart, the one thing I would say is I read the part about the G1, which is what he seems to be throwing a contention about, but on the
right.
Second part about pairing it with your netbook, I wasn't sure what the sound quality was like when you paired it with your netbook. Was it good? Or was that
overall when it worked, and when it worked with the G1, and what does work with the G1, don't get
right.
me wrong, but other oddness with the, like when I switch audio, like when I switch applications, it would drop out and stutter and stuff. I'd have to actually power the headset off, power it back on, and then it would work. All right. But with the netbook, it worked pretty good too. With all due respect, Bluetooth headsets are kind of iffy right now still. Like look at Mitchell reviewed Plantronics Halo, I think it was, and he also called it out for some issues too. But I tested it with the netbook, and the sound quality was good. It's just, you know, with the phone, okay, the phone you expect it, and I've had it work with other headsets with that G1 and with other phones where if you're listening to music, then a phone call comes in, the phone call mutes, the music mutes, you answer the phone call, when you're done with the phone call, you hang up, the music starts back up again. G1... Other phones, they all did that. And
send it to me. I'll try it on the Droid.
Now, you know what?
I could.
What I will add to this before everybody else
actually,
starts shooting
actually,
their
I could try it
mouth
with the Droid easier
and interrupting. I'm Joel. I'm talking
to
you.
Say.
Am I muted? All right. I'm not.
No,
muted.
You're not.
No.
Joel, I say.
What's that, Dan?
I could say if you make a generalized statement that it was the worst you ever reviewed with disconnects and other strange issues when switching apps, could be could be construed as disingenuous, because you clearly state and up above that you tested it with the G1 and the netbook, and those were your results. You never said anything about the iPhone because you didn't test it with the iPhone, so your review
in
general, I don't think was disingenuous. You were honest. I would say that what needs improvement might be a bone of contention, but then again, What are the reviews like from other people when they have an issue with something? Do they specifically name what they had an issue of with what needs improvement? I mean, in your test,
usually,
that's what you found, and that was honest. But
right.
You only tested with the G1. Nothing in here says about any other device.
No,
other than
my
NEPA. No, I know that, but in the what needs improvement, the summary at the bottom. So I wonder. But then you'd have to read your... I wonder if that's what they complain the most about. That's just the only thing that sticks out. Because I don't have a problem with your review. I think, you know, you were quite honest, and you specifically spelled out what you did, what the results were for you, and what devices you use. Whether it works with the iPhone or not, I have no freaking clue. I'm going to go to another review site to find that
out. And it's, you know, it's your review, too. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. You don't have to like every damn thing, you know?
No. Hi, guys. Sorry I'm calling in late. Gorkon, you shouldn't change your review at all, because if you do, every jack-off that gets a bad review is going to be crawling down your throat to get you to change it.
And I'll give
I won't change it in the positive. No way.
I'll give you some credit for not soft, you know, giving them the soft out on it, because I've read too many reviews where, well, it's a really good product as long as you don't worry about this aspect.
Right.
And you easily could have said, you know, it didn't work on my G1, but you know what? On an iPhone, it would probably work just fine. And I hate
the only people in
like
the world
that
get blanket wonderful reviews is Joe Born and Neural Technology. They get wonderful reviews on everything that they make is because they make good shit.
But you know what else, though, Link? Joe, if I say anything negative about a product of Joe's, he would take it to heart. He wouldn't actually...
Yeah, he would get it fixed.
Right.
He would get it fixed, but
and
the
then
thing
it would
is,
be better.
You know, like, you and I have both reviewed a whole bunch of stuff from Neuros, and the fact is they just don't put anything out that's shit, you know? So.
Pretty much. Which I still haven't actually posted my Link review yet.
Joel,
I'm still waiting for stuff from Joe.
Joel, playing devil's advocate here?
Yes, sir.
I would not recommend changing the main body of your review. What I would say is under the summary with what needs improvement, you might want to put in there, as a devil's advocate, that those issues were with testing on the G1.
Yeah.
That's just a thought. The only reason I say that is because that's what you tested it with. And to say that it was the worst that you've ever... It's honest to say that it's the worst you have ever reviewed.
It is.
And that's honest.
It is the worst I ever reviewed.
What you could
I can't complain about
the manufacturer that said that if you were to use this on the iPhone, it would work fine.
I can't say that because I don't have an iPhone and I can't test it with an iPhone.
No, I said you can say the manufacturer asked you to include in your review that if you had used it on an iPhone, it would have worked okay.
I would
make
the guy said
like
that there
the
were still issues with
are.
The iPhone.
I would not change your review. You might want to consider adding that, but I would not change a single word of your review, even the summary.
Yep.
Was that Joel? Not Joel.
It was 3:30 and Joel.
3:30.
Double teaming it.
That's right, baby. Is it 3:30 or is it Joel? I'm gonna have to start listening to Tit now. Sometimes it's hard to tell, ain't
it? Man, what happens when you have a birthday? Is it going to be 3:45 then, or what?
I wish I could make it to 3:45. I don't think it's going to happen.
Nah, he thinks the world's going to end in 2011, Link, right?
Well, 2012.
May,
what
was it, May 11th or something, 2011?
December.
Yeah, he missed the pre-show.
October.
That's right.
Well, you know what,
Joe? The pre-show.
And all you whiny complainers out there, what you people don't realize is all these upstarts are nothing compared to the iPhone. And it doesn't matter whether this thing works with the G1 or the Android or whatever you have, because all that matters is the main selling phone in the world, and that's the iPhone. We don't care about anything else. So your review isn't even worth the web space it's printed on. Thank you.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, I think
night.
That I would be happy to review it for him on an iPhone, but they need to send me not only the Bluetooth headset, but an iPhone.
An iPhone.
You better watch out, or they're going to send that guy. They're going to send that bald guy on the cover there to come kick your ass.
Bring it up.
Hey, Joel. Send it my way, yeah. And I can test it on an iPhone for you.
I would, because it's the only Bluetooth headset I have right now.
What good's a dysfunctional Bluetooth headset?
The same as a dysfunctional family. At least you get a laugh.
That's right. That's right.
And they usually have good booze.
Well, and to be honest, you know, it worked. When it was working, it worked fine. As long as I just, like, set up an application, like Pandora or so on and so forth, it worked fine. But when I do typical things you normally would do with a phone, like take a phone call while listening to music, you know, and those are the things you need to have just work. That has to just work in your Bluetooth headset. I'm sorry. It just does.
And one other comment.
There's too many other headsets that get it right.
One other comment or question here, Joel, is what the hell is up with the bottom left-hand picture with that come F me pose?
That's the one I was talking about as being extremely scary.
Yeah, I know.
Look at that. He's like, hey, boy. Hey, sailor.
But when I see that picture, I don't think I want to F you.
I didn't think I wanted to F him either. It just says, it's got that
look. I took it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it's true. That hey sailor lurk, I tell you.
Yeah, hey sailor.
I got headphones.
That's right.
That's just super.
Want to listen to my headphones?
Anyway, on to rant number two.
Wait, one question. Before you go on to rant number two, when I look at these Bluetooth headphones, it reminds me of Bluetooth headsets for cell phones. And I noticed that there are a lot of people that use Bluetooth headsets around here, and I find those...
They're annoying.
Yeah, I find those annoying and distracting, and I don't know.
You ever walk out a door and see somebody standing there talking to themselves and thinking they're half nuts, and then you realize they have a little wart out their ear?
Yeah, or do you think they're talking to you?
The worst part is the douchebag that wears it all the time, whether he's on the call or not.
I've got a story where I was considered to be the psychotic person talking to themselves on the Bluetooth headset.
But it isn't surprising.
I was waiting.
Wait, that was Tuesday?
This was about a year ago. I was waiting for Dragon's Angel to get off of work one night. And I'm outside in the parking lot smoking a cigarette and talking to a buddy, and they tell her, oh, be careful, there's a crazy guy outside in the parking lot talking to himself. Well, they were right, I'm crazy. I'm just not that kind of crazy.
At least you didn't have your hands in your pants or something. Or maybe you did, I don't know.
Wasn't a phone call with you, Dan.
Yeah, I know. All right, Joel, bring on the second rant. I'm ready to go.
All right. My wife does a job working home. Okay, much to my chagrin, she has to use Windows. So, you know, I humor her. Anyway, so all of a sudden she calls me, either on my home or just about ready to leave work. She can't connect.
She says, Joel, I'm getting sucked.
Excuse me?
What'd she call you?
Huh?
What did she call you? You said she called you.
She called me, and she's having problems connecting to her work. All right. Anyway. So, what...
I'm glad you got
there. Well, what's going on?
I mean, you know.
Right. Anyway, I said, well, what's going on? She's like, it's telling me my password is incorrect. I said, okay. She says, I called the guy at work, their tech support guy at work. And he says, okay, disconnect the wire from your cable modem to your router and then plug that into your laptop. I'm like, to fix a bad password? Yeah. I'm like, okay, we'll humor him. I do it, I'm like, oh, gee, tell me, bad password. You activate the firewall, still tell me, bad password. What do you think wrong, guys?
basically, the machine's infected with Windows?
But, well, don't get me started on that. But no, basically, this is what, and Link, you know it just as well as I, this is what is called IT passing buck. Trying to get you off the damn phone without doing due diligence and checking their system to see if you actually have a bad password or if there's an actual problem with password syncing up or other issues that might cause this same thing.
You speak like someone who's done this a few times, Joel.
Oh, I do that, but I usually do check to make sure.
Well, I know what her problem was. It was a misconfiguration in the ID10T server.
Yeah, the ID10T server. Yeah. Anyway, but then she's like, well, they said I need to bring my laptop in. I'm like, you don't need to bring your laptop in. They need to fix your password.
Are you sure it wasn't a PebCAC? You know, a problem exists between chair and keyboard?
Well, I don't doubt that, but... I'm more believing it's the PebCAC on the other end.
did you say that the error coming back was that the password was incorrect?
It's, yeah, that's exactly what the error said. From the RAS connection on. It was a Windows VPN it was connecting to.
And it could, on their side. He refused to reset the password or verify?
No, they reset it 5 times.
Oh.
And he never looked at any other issues that it might cause.
Don't they have log files?
Every time the password changes at her work, she has this problem for about a day. Until they finally figure out what the problem is and then they fix it. It's always on their end. Well, he's trying all this stuff there, assuming that, well, something at your end must have changed. You know, that's what we always assume, isn't it, Link?
I never assume anything.
Me either.
Actually,
I try not
actually
to.
That's not true. I assume that the user
I rarely assume
does not
anything.
Know what the hell they're talking about. And, you know, to be fair to tech support people, I do the same thing. I assume that the user on the other end of the line knows absolutely nothing whatsoever. Because if
you
assume that they
thing.
Do know what's going on, then you have screwed yourself already.
Right.
But, you know, on the user end of things, I have, you know, I've been on the user end of things before when I've had to call someone like Comcast or something. And you get the guy on the other end of the phone who tells you to do absurdly stupid shit like unplug your router and plug it into your laptop. But what I normally
right.
do is placate them.
Right.
And sometimes it's fun, you know? They're like, okay, unplug your router and plug it into your laptop. Did you do that? Yes. What happened? The same thing. Like, I'm taking a crap. You know what I mean? I'm not touching anything.
Right.
I'm just telling them yes to whatever it is they said. Okay, type that in and tell them, do you have Windows on your computer? Yes. Well, you know, do a release and renew on your, you know, IP address. Okay, yeah, I did that. It's the same thing. You know what I mean? I just placate them and tell them exactly what the hell.
Yeah,
I'm
your
here.
DHCP server isn't working.
Sometimes
I'm not
trying to argue with
they can't get to the next page until they actually tell you to do
right, and until you actually say yes to that question, right? They have to...
See, I've always been lucky because they go, do you have Windows? And I go, no, I run Linux. And they're like, okay, let's send you to tier 2.
There you go.
They don't do actually, but they don't do that to me. The only answer I ever get from anybody is they say, do you have Windows? I'll say, no, I have Linux. And they'll say, we don't support Linux. And then my next line is always, well, I do. You know? But you just can't get past it with that. Eventually you have
right.
to pull the line like, please transfer me to someone who can fire you. You know? And then go from there. But it's sometimes it's just easier and more fun to placate them and just say, oh yeah, you know, whatever it is you want,
sure.
I already did it. You know.
Say, if you ever have a problem with hardware, you know, like you know, your screen goes bad on a laptop, you should go ahead and just tell them, yes, I'm running Windows, and yes, it's still broken.
What do you guys? Any of you guys listen to the Hacked podcast?
I'm subscribed to the feed, but I haven't listened to one yet.
Just came down. A new one just came down today.
The what podcast?
Hacked, H4CKED.
Is that the one with the two guys from New York?
Yeah. From
New
York.
I try to catch that, but I can never... they don't name their podcast... They name it, like, episode or something like that, right?
Right.
Yeah. And there's no MP3... There's no, like, ID3 tags in it.
No, there's nothing.
So I never know if that's really their show or not, but I hope to... I really like their show.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway,
they had a good one on there where the Geek Squad refused warranty support because somebody installed Linux on their laptop on a hardware issue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the
lame,
Geek
man.
Squad.
The nerd support Linux.
Yeah. Ran away.
Actually, this isn't a rant. This is me cheerleading, but my ambassador kit came today from Fedora.
Oh, you suck.
And it's awesome. There's nothing
so
like
what's all in the kit?
How many Bluetooth stickers did you get? Did you get a t-shirt?
I got a t-shirt. I got like 12 pages of stickers. I got... probably 50 or so case badges, a bunch of the temporary tattoos that they give out at the conferences, and about twice as much media as you get when you go through Ship It for Ubuntu.
Wow.
It was a smattering of installed DVDs and live CDs. Yeah, so
I don't know.
Nothing to complain about. It was awesome.
You know what works for me, 3:30? Since I work for a college, when I do Ship It, I have them ship it to my work address, and I ask for about 50 CDs, and I have no problems getting them from Ship It. I'll have a stack with me as I cross campus, and I'll hand it to people as I walk across campus. So, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's always awesome to get a box, you know, through FedEx.
Swag.
Yeah, it's just a box full of swag. I didn't have to leave the house for it.
It's like you just had OLF.
Yeah. I was in OLF in my underwear.
So you got media. You got 10. I just googled it. You got 10 live CDs, 10 DVDs.
Oh, there's more than that.
Well, it says 20 bits of media. 20 bits of media. A welcome letter. You got 3 T-shirts.
Now Pickle has something to wear when he stays overnight.
Tattoos, Fedora case badges. What a DIY box container. What's that? Like a decorate box or...
Do it yourself.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I got the end of the quarter box, which was... All right, let's go through the warehouse here and shove as much crap into a box as we can. so that we can get new
get
stuff
USB
come next quarter.
Too?
No, I haven't gotten those. I think they're still working that out logistically.
And Fedora is getting ready to release 13, right?
Yeah, it's being worked on.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So are they? Is this going to be the release that they have that works? Fedora 13? I just want to know if you're the ambassador now. Is this going to be the first release they have that works?
I haven't had any problems with the last two.
This one
should also work.
This Fedora 12 I installed on a laptop, and it works. Everything works on it, and I really was impressed about how fast it loads up. I thought that was really spectacular, right? Like they did something with the bootloader processes, and it loads really, really fast. However, I have this nagging little issue, and it's every time I start my laptop up with Fedora 12, a minute later after Fedora starts up, I get that little red triangle warning icon thingy up on the top of the screen saying that there was a kernel error. And it doesn't let me send a damn report anywhere. It just says, you have a kernel error. Would you like to report it? You click yes, and it says, oh, failed to send. And it happens every time I start the laptop up. Nothing is wrong. Like, it runs fine. Fedora runs absolutely fine. It starts up fast. It runs clean. It does all the stuff that Fedora should do or any other Linux. Except for, you know, a minute after I start it up, it tells me that there was some kind of freaking kernel error. And it drives me insane.
Say, did you try booting up in the verbose mode?
And I have not tried to boot up into verbose mode.
Because at least then you can watch it as it fails and, you know, go submit a proper bug then. But yeah, I could see how that would be a huge pain in the butt.
Well, it's just, you know, it's something that's irritating. You know, and it's, like I said, it's just a picayune thing. And I even gave, when I reviewed Fedora 12, I gave it a good review. Because I'm sure it's something stupid. You know what I mean? It's just something that bugs me.
It's,
now,
it's
Fedora 11.
One little thing.
Fedora 11 was a honking piece of shit. Fedora 12 is completely different. But yeah, so I'm
saying it's
to
nice to have me around to take all of our Fedora problems too.
Yeah,
it's your fault, 330. It's your fault.
You know what? If you guys want to send me your bug reports and your problems, I will forward them on to people that know what they're talking about. Because I can bullshit you all day, but I can also find people who know what they're talking about.
Well, if it's bullshit that you want, you have come to the right place.
I'm sick of the lies, 330. Sick of the lies.
Well, that's why I told you that I'm going to feed you bullshit. I'm going to feed you bullshit, then I'm going to go find somebody that knows what they're talking about and see if I can't get it worked out for you.
Well, maybe you can find a way to disable Yum from wanting to update every time you run it. That's the biggest holdup I have of being able to switch to Yum.
Red Hat's the same thing.
Let's say, if that's a feature, why would you want to install old packages?
Yeah, really.
Because with as quickly as it wants to kill that data, it takes me an hour to update Yum, I think. I don't have the time, the patience to wait for that to run every time like that. I can do it once a week and be happier. Same thing I do under a Debian-based system. Update it once a week. Yeah.
You got the thing running on power like a Commodore 64 or something? Jeez.
No, I just was so far out that my dial-up connection sucked that bad. And that's the only option I still have at this point.
No, dude, you take your laptop with you and drive to a Panera or something and suck their connection out, you know?
Or to a library.
Yeah. McDonald's. McDonald's has free Wi-Fi now. Did you guys see that?
Free Wi-Fi at
McDonald's.
Three billion homes.
Wi-Fi at all of their U.S. locations minus, you know, 400 some odd or something like that.
Yeah, just go in there and get you a dollar hamburger. Do your Yum update. By the time you eat your hamburger, Yum should be done. And
yeah,
you got a hamburger.
Yep.
That's a good deal.
And then you can say Yum Yum after eating your Big Mac snack wrap.
Well, you know, that's a good snack wrap too, man. Did you have one of those yet?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
good.
Delicious, dude.
They are really good, but delicious. you don't even need to do that. Just hang out in the parking lot.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm all about the free wireless access, man. If somebody's going to give it to me, I'm going to use it. That's all there is to it.
But if you see Dan's van rocking, don't come knocking. That's all I'm saying.
Means it's on lemon tuna mouth.
You know, it's either ass grass or gas.
Or wireless.
Nobody
ass grass or ass, nobody rides for free.
In Dan's van.
And Dan's
I got license plate holder when I was growing up.
It's Tijuana Mamas. This one is Red Hot Mamas.
Yeah,
Dan and his
those.
Red Hot Mamas. They
Which
make
give
the
ass.
Gas.
Never ever ride in a car with Dan. That's the hard.
Or an elevator.
Right there. Yep, or an elevator, or any other small enclosed area.
Closed
guys
spaces.
Love it. You live for that. You know it. You want to hear something really neat? Listen to this. You're gonna love this. Hold on, before I short something out. Listen to this. Tell me if you can hear this. Can you hear that?
That's
yeah,
that,
right
that workstation. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's
a loud workstation.
That's a spare server.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's the old jet?
No, that's...
You're making mixed drinks.
That's the new one.
That's the new server.
You're mixing up daiquiris, Dan.
Is that one of those one you bought?
What? Yeah, the one off of the... What is it, that geek.com site? I got it for like $100. It's great. The only downside to it is it sounds, you know,
like a squadron
and tells me to turn it down. It's too loud.
Well, you know, oddly enough, servers are built for data centers and
that are noisy already.
Air through to keep them cool, and that's what they sound like. A lot of them. Actually, the Afro servers are not that awful loud. I mean, I'm sitting right next
no,
to them.
No, not at
right
all.
Now. And I was kind of surprised by that because some of the Dells I use, like I was talking with Dan about this over email this morning, some of the Dells I use, when they start up, they really do sound like you're, you know, sitting next to a jet engine. But they, after they're running, the fans die down, they dim down, and you were saying that this one doesn't. It just keeps...
No, it goes full bore.
Coming along
it just keeps going. Like I'm tempted to think that if I disconnect two of the fans, it might not make as much noise. Because there's four fans there. The only downside with doing that is they're like soldered in, so I'd have to either desolder them or cut the wire for two of the fans, and I don't want to do that. I try putting a towel over it to muffle it a little bit, and it helps, but it's still loud as hell.
You need to put it in the closet. You know
then
what you need to do with Super
yep,
Server?
Put it in a closet, put it in the attic, put it in your basement, something like that.
Yeah, but then I gotta run cables to it and everything. I'd have to use Synergy or something to,
But then he'd be lazy.
Connect to it.
Or not lazy, I should say.
Because it's not running as a server right now, it's running as a workstation.
Ah.
Time to buy a new desktop, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we can give that one away as a contest prize.
But now, seriously though, now you brought that up. Since you have this running as your workstation, do you guys actually even use a regular workstation computer anymore?
I don't have a workstation computer anymore at home. I want one.
I do.
Like, I have like six laptops here. You know what I mean? I just do not. Sit down at my, and I have a workstation, right? I have one in my bedroom. But I don't sit down there and use it. Like, very, very, very seldom do I ever
couch.
Use it. I mean, it's still running.
I have one hooked up to a 22-inch LCD, man. And it's great.
See, I use mine on occasion, like, especially
all
Wednesday night.
Anymore. I use laptops all the time.
You know what I was using?
When I'm editing...
Linked? Sorry, go ahead.
When I'm doing some stuff in, like, Scrivis or GIMP, I would sooner do it on my, you know, workstation than on a laptop.
Yeah, but hook up
but
a mouse.
But that's because
and
I get more screen real estate. No, I could still hook up a mouse and keyboard even to the laptop. It's just the amount of screen real estate I get out of my desktop that I get out of my laptop.
See, now that I can understand, and I get that, but like, I do something similar at work. At work, I have a laptop. Work provides me with a laptop to use. And I have a docking station at work, and I have two 20-inch monitors that I use on my laptop at work. But it's still a laptop. Like, I can pull it out of the dock and take it with me and go, you know, somewhere else.
If you have a docking station in there, you kind of blur the line.
And I've tried to pin down, there are some universal USB docking stations out there you can buy, and I've never been able to pin down if any of these work with Linux at all. So I don't want to drop down the $100 or so to buy one to test. But I would love to know if, you know, any of those things work. Because then I'd do something similar at home.
What I had used my workstation for primarily, this is terrible, is filtering my email using the filter tools in Thunderbird, because I have an IMAP, and it would always just connect. So I finally just bit the bullet, and I don't keep it up anymore that long, and just went to using Procmail instead and doing it properly. The real way it should have been done. Know what I'm saying, Link?
Yeah, yeah.
So I set up my Procmail rules to do all my filtering for me. Anyway, sorry. Continue on.
I got some nice lawsuit news.
Who's Microsoft doing this time?
Apple bathroom again.
Actually, well, let's back up a little bit. TiVo, you know, they're going around suing everybody now. They had a successful lawsuit against EchoStar, which is Dish Network, over their DVR. Well, they also went after Verizon Fios and also AT&T UVersus service. Both Fios and UVersus are basically cable TV provided by the phone companies. Anyway, today Microsoft countersued TiVo because UVersus uses a licensed product called Media Room in their UVersus service. So now Microsoft is suing TiVo. So, Lord D, you're absolutely 100% correct. Microsoft is suing TiVo.
And sadly, go for it, Microsoft. Fuck you, TiVo. You guys opened Pandora's box on yourself on this one. If it were someone else, I'd probably have a little sympathy, but not for TiVo at this point.
Yeah, lately it's just been horrible, TiVo.
Poor TiVo.
And you can't innovate, too.
Link, what are you going to do?
And tomorrow, there's big news. Firefox 3.6 is officially out.
What am I going to do? I'm going to keep using my TiVo. I love my TiVo, man.
I like mine, too.
Love it.
It's expensive. Glad somebody can afford it.
TiVo?
Yeah, it's expensive.
TiVo ain't that expensive, man.
What are you paying
$100 a year,
dude.
It's $100 a year.
I pay $20 a year for my feed.
Well, yeah, but how much time did you put into it?
You paid
$20
here, dude. You have bought $8,000 worth of computer equipment to do that shit with.
No, I haven't.
The last year. Don't tell me you have $100 a year.
Absolutely not. My box.
I see your reviews, and I bought this new tuner this month,
box.
And last month I had another tuner.
I've upgraded my tuner.
I pay $100
a hard drive. But I can do that. Okay, my main box. I paid about $350 for that box.
So how much money have you spent all that on that equipment this year? More than $100? More than $100?
I got new tuners. I upgraded my tuners. That was about it.
Okay, so how much was that?
$125 for the HD Home Run.
Then your point is moot, man, because I paid $100.
No, it's not moot.
And that's all I paid.
You don't pay any subscription fee for the guide information.
That's what he's talking about. The
$100
a year he paid for guide information.
And your hardware was free.
Yeah, I just paid $100. I mean, the initial expense of my TiVo was like 2 years ago.
That's already
appreciated to nothing. All I'm paying for is a subscription service now.
And that's
HD
cable.
It works every time. But listen, it works every time. I don't have to fuck with anything on it. Ever. The only thing I have to do is pick what I want to record, and I can even do that online.
Me too. Mine works all the time
now,
too.
Link.
I can go in through online.
But I don't have to mess with anything, man.
I can even stream my shows over the internet
great.
If I want to.
I think Myth is great if you want to put that time into it. I just don't.
It's not that much time anymore.
I like
it used to be a pain in the ass. You can get your box up and running
like
in less than a couple hours.
Me, you know?
Is that a standard def or a high def capture TiVo?
Mine's standard. It's a standard def dual tuner TiVo Series 2.
Let's see what the
cheapo,
high def
you know,
are
going was
for.
The cheapo TiVo thing.
Let's see how much getting into a TiVo these days costs you. Yeah.
What's that?
Let's go to the website. Okay, the HD TiVo, let's see, the basic one is $200.
Right.
Okay.
But if
that's
you have RCN, you, can,
yearly,
get, you
yeah.
can get an HD TiVo for $15 a month.
Okay, so that's $200 plus $13 a month for your subscription. So you're talking $200.
But that's if you're paying monthly. How much if you pay yearly?
If you pay yearly, it's $100.
All right, so that's $300 your first year.
And then after that, it's just $100.
Okay. So $300 is slightly cheaper than getting, say, building your own box for, say, $350. And you can pick up a cheapy HD digital capture card for about $30-$40. So that's $350 prices, including that capture card. So
if you go on freelinuxbox.org, you can get a box for free.
Yeah, but that's it doesn't.
Not that it run Myth, probably.
I got a Myth question for you, Pat.
Sure, go ahead.
I got a Myth question for you. How do I force an aspect ratio to be the default?
What are you talking about on your capture or your playback?
No. When I play back, like when I watch TV or when I play back something from the media library, I want to force the aspect ratio. It's always
coming through as what? It's going to play back usually in what it was recorded in. So if it was like a letterbox and you're playing it back on a standard def TV, it'll usually be it'll be widescreen, you know. But squeeze down. Unless you have some TVs will let you change the aspects from the remote. Like a lot of the newer TVs, you can do that. You can change the aspect if you're playing back like a standard def show or recording. You can hit the aspect button and it'll change it. It'll zoom in.
So
it's whatever it was recorded at. The short answer is whatever it was recorded at.
I want it to be I guess I would have to change the recording settings, wouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want it to be at 16.9.
Well, if you do a 16.9 and it's not widescreen, okay, you're going to get like a postage stamp effect.
Well, I'm not. I have a
you know what I'm talking
TV.
About?
Yeah, I have. I constantly have to change the aspect ratio when I'm playing, watching TV or playing back media to 16.9.
Well, what kind of TV are you playing it through?
An HD TV.
Yeah. So if you record like a standard def show and you play it back on an HD TV, you're gonna get the bars on the side, unless you flip the aspect ratio on the TV. The zoom in.
Well
okay.
No. My TV. I don't switch the aspect ratio on the TV. I have to switch it on the Mythbox. I go to the menu on the Mythbox and change the aspect ratio to 16.9. I don't do it on the TV. TV's already set to do that.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get it default to 16.9 whenever it plays back.
It should default. In other words, if your video card's configured for a widescreen aspect ratio, it should play back in widescreen if it's a widescreen recording. Okay? You know, I have my main box hooked up to my HDTV down here. Sometimes I record standard def shows. Okay, the standard def shows are 4:3 aspect ratio. Okay, so I'm gonna get the gray bars on the sides of it. You know, some TVs with black bars, whatever. That's how it is, unless you start flipping the aspect ratio on the TV. So anything that's recorded in 16.9 plays back in 16.9. Anything that's recorded in 4:3 is gonna be in 4:3 with the black bars on the sides, unless I change the aspect ratio on the TV to zoom in to make the 4:3 look like 16.9. Which is not a real 16.9, it's just zoomed in. So it's really contingent upon what you're recording it at. You know, if you're recording an HD program, it should be in 16.9.
Yeah, Dan.
What kind of TV is it? What kind of input are you going into the TV? That might have something to do with it too, because you might have a hard time forcing like a 16.9 if you're going through an analog input. What kind of input are you doing? Are you doing like an HDMI or a VGA or a component?
HDMI.
You're doing HDMI.
Right.
It should do it.
But it doesn't. It automatically. It just does the standard. I have to switch
right.
It.
Right. What kind of video card are you using?
It's a NVIDIA.
Which one?
Oh, God, I don't... It's a...
Is it 8000 series, 9000 series, or it's an older one?
No, I think it's a little... I think it's, I have to pull it up now. Hold on. Well, isn't there a setting somewhere where I could just say, play it back at 16.9? Instead of having to switch it every time?
Well, if your menus are in 16.9, okay, you know, MIT has gotten pretty advanced nowadays. It has like a lot of auto detection when you set up the video card in there and when it's plugged into a TV. A lot of the newer TVs, what happens is when you boot up the machine, it'll connect to the TV, and the newer digital TVs, it's like connecting to a monitor. It should detect the highest resolution and default to it. Now some of the older TVs, you might have a problem where it doesn't do that, and you might have to futz around with the XOR configuration file. But for fairly new TVs, it should do that automatically. You don't have to do anything. So if it's configuring correctly and it boots up, right?
I found it.
It should be, if it's widescreen, your menus and everything are widescreen, and it's detecting that, your playback should be in widescreen if it's a 16.9 widescreen recording.
I found it. It was under TV settings. Under playback.
it was set, video aspect override was set to 14 to 4:3. I changed it to 16:9.
Right, so there was an override in there.
Yeah, that's where it was.
Override, that happened.
I figured it was something like that. Myth TV doesn't control me. I control my Myth TV. How dare they?
So yeah, I guess in the short term, if you buy a TiVo, it's cheaper than building your own box the first year. But after that second year, the Myth box is a better deal. And you can upgrade it. You don't have to upgrade it at once. You can build a fairly cheap standard F box, and later, you know, you can go to a high def setup. You can get a bigger hard drive. You know, how many hours of programming can you do on that HD TiVo? 20 hours of HD programming. Ooh. What is that?
Hey, for some people, that's more than enough because they're not archiving everything they watch.
I have a terabyte in mind. Okay, terabyte drives are cheap. They're like $70 nowadays. Okay? I've been recording the shit out of everything. 95% of it HD. I'm like, I think I've used maybe 35% of my hard drive space more. So, Alan, you're saying that the TiVo that RFCN is going to be offering is going to be $15?
Yeah, I think that's what they're charging for the rental fee for it.
They've announced like that?
You rent the normal box.
Because the old piece of shit DVR that they had, which was a Motorola 46 whatever, that was extremely basic. And that one they were charging, I think, $12 or $13 a month. I don't think that the new TiVo thing is out yet. They have like a licensed version through TiVo.
I thought I read that on their website. Maybe I read wrong.
Let me go see.
A possibility.
Let's go see what they got there. RCN's our like a local cable company over here.
Now, has anyone seen or heard of the Boxy Box yet?
That's that funky thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it looks like the corners are chopped off.
That thing looks cool.
It's a cool box. I'm not crazy about the way it looks. I think it looks kind of goofy, but hey, forgive me. Whatever sounds.
Have you guys loaded the new Boxy?
I haven't tried the new Boxy. I played around with the Xbox MC. That's really nice, and that's what Box is based on.
They both are. Yeah, I've tried both. I've
what do you mean
tried the
both
new
are?
Boxy and the XBMC. And I like both of them.
I've always liked XBMC's front end more than Myth TV.
Have you seen the new Myth TV, though? 330? 22? It's pretty nice. They upgraded it quite a bit.
I haven't looked at Myth for over a year now.
Yeah, the new GUIs and the whole deal now, it's been totally revamped. It looks a lot better now.
Cool.
But if you just want a front-end box, Boxy or Xbox MC, they're both good apps to use. You know, you put on like a small, Ion box, or like, you know, one of those Acer Revo boxes, or a Boxy box. The nice, you know, front-end boxes are nice. If you don't care about recording, that's the way to go.
So my
now I'm wondering if
I start acquiring parts for a Myth box, and then I end up doing something else with them.
I'm curious how much they're going to, you know, if they're going to lock that Boxy box down at all, or if I'll be able to, you know, nice and easily slide in there and put something else on there if I choose. I haven't seen any of the specs on it, so I'm hoping it's all fairly standard hardware in there and not something like the Sigma chip.
Hey, Lord D. I think they had that on the one of the Hack 5 CES shows. It's going to be completely open. In fact, if you like the remote but don't want to have the Boxy box, you can get the remote. The remote's RF. It's a USB dongle.
Oh. I haven't seen a good RF remote since the Firefly, and that thing's been hard to find.
But and they're actually going to sell the remote that's going to ship with the Boxy Box. They're going to sell that separately. So if you want to buy that and build your own Boxy machine, you can do that. Or you can use it with Myth TV too, probably. That's a slick little remote too. Did you see that remote, Pat?
Yeah, that looks pretty funky, man. That's the one with the keyboard on it?
Yeah, it's keyboards on the backside. Kind of nifty, actually. Flip over the keyboard when you need it, and flip it back over into the D-pad when you don't need it.
Well, then I would hope at that point that they've got some kind of accelerometer or something so they can determine which way it's pointing. You know, which side is up.
Would make sense.
I don't want to be sitting there, you know, pushing an arrow and suddenly, you know, click a key on the keyboard and it does all kinds of weird shit on me.
I don't think Boxy would do that, though. Because, yeah, I've used it before, and the only time letters work is if you're in a text mode box, you know. Other times, it's just that the only things that really work are, like, the arrow keys, maybe your mouse, you know.
Yeah, they tend to idiot-proof it quite a bit.
Yeah, Boxy's really nice. I mean, the new version's really slick, too. Plus, this will probably be yet another Linux-based box that will work with Netflix out of the box, too. But yet, I still can't watch Netflix on my network or on anything else Linux-based.
If this is going to be that fairly open and might have Netflix on it, how long do you think it's going to be until someone rips that, binary blob out of there, and then we can start using it other places?
From what I understand, there's actually a project. Well, Joe's got a bounty on that for the Neuros link. He wants Netflix on the link. And so far, Netflix hasn't been exactly forthcoming at working with him, even though others are. So, you know, who knows? At some point they update Netflix and it doesn't need Silverlight anymore. I doubt it, though.
Well, in all reality, it's not for Silverlight per se the problem. It's the DRM subset that Microsoft won't let anyone implement besides themselves.
Well, that's what DRM's all about.
That's right. Actually, if you seen the Wii, is going to get Netflix there, Dan?
Yes, I did. I didn't really want to mention that to my wife because I still want to get a PlayStation 3, but that's not going to be for a while, so I'll have to be content with Netflix in spring for the Wii, and I'm excited about that.
Some people are saying, well, it's only standard definition. It's like, dude, I don't care.
And it's Netflix.
Go
are you
going to
put
the high-end
signal across your crappy DSL or crappy cable modem?
It works, though. 330, it works. From what I understand, those who have the Roku box say it actually is pretty decent. Not perfect.
It's nice to have.
Enough.
I wish I had it.
And,
Netflix streaming?
Yeah, it's streaming.
Oh, okay.
C4 of Game Radio, he uses Netflix streaming through his 360 all the time. And it works fairly well for him from all accounts.
The thing Netflix is screwing themselves on is the fact that you have to have the DVD subscription part of it to do the streaming. They should just have a stream.
No, you
only.
Don't. I'm pretty sure they've done that 330.
When?
Within like the last 6 months, I'm pretty sure they have an option for just streaming. I could be wrong.
What are you wrong about? I was talking to Alan. And
about
my belly.
Netflix offering a streaming only option.
You know what? They were saying that that's the future.
Yeah,
they
and
were
they're going to offer one in the near future.
Yeah.
But they said that over a year ago.
I don't know. That's a pretty bold move if they were to get go away from DVDs completely.
Well, that was the original idea of the whole company. I mean, why would you call a company Netflix if you're going to send people DVDs?
Because you get your flicks.
But it's right there in the name.
You access your flick queue over the net. Hey, I don't know 330. I'm not the businessman. I'm not the marketing.
So they did the DVD thing because everybody had crappy internet.
And they're aware that, you know, physical media isn't going to be the prevalent means in the long run of delivering content. And they're trying to position themselves now in mindshare, if nothing else, of, hey, these are the people, this is the company that delivers the content.
You know what company delivers the content, and this is wild, is Redbox. Those things
oh,
they have
yeah.
out in front of McDonald's and all that crap.
Yeah.
The
Windows CE-based boxes.
Yeah, man, dude, they're just
is it CE?
Absolutely ruining the entire content industry.
It's a dollar
a night.
And they're like new titles.
You know, oh, man, people are just shitting bricks over that.
I was going to say, yeah, the movie industry is quite pissed off at those people.
Why?
Because they're not making enough money off the rentals.
Say, what's a new release, you know, the one-night rental at a regular rental place is like $4. Yeah, they're
I didn't even know, like, Blockbuster did one-night rentals on new releases. I thought they were three-day releases at, like, $7.
Say, I haven't been to a... Oh, God. I think the last DVD I rented was the one after you get too many tickets and they threaten to pull your license. That's a one-night $80 rental. Bastard. Yeah,
well, hell out of me.
Yeah, my favorite rental place is a little place, you know, around the corner and on the web and through the woods to grandmother's house.
That's
are you talking about
pirate
that BitTorrent?
I would never say that I did anything illegal on the internet.
I have to admit, I used BitTorrent to pull down episodes of a certain TV show that was canceled in the United States, but was still airing in Canada.
Yeah, I had done that for a show that was airing in England and hadn't made it to DVD or America. That was canceled after three seasons.
No, but the IT Crowd, they let you download it from them directly. They were cool about that.
Have they?
Yeah, when they were going, like, the first or the second season, I forget it was, they were encouraging people to you know, share it.
To torrent it?
Yeah, they were totally cool with it.
Well, say it was the BBC.
No, it wasn't BBC. It was on a different network.
No, it was BBC.
It was BBC.
Was it?
It was on BBC 4.
BBC 4.
Yeah, but they were cool about it. They were like, yeah, you know, they can share it and download it.
Well, it was taxpayer money that made it. Kind of hard to go, hey, this thing that you paid for us to do, don't share it with anybody.
Yeah.
Now, has
well,
anyone
no, they
ever
have to
seen the IPTV show Pure Pwnage?
Yes.
No.
That thing's been around forever.
Did anyone catch the news that they actually got a TV deal up in Canada?
You're kidding.
Yeah. So my understanding of what's going to happening now is they will be produced. They'll still be producing new episodes, but they won't be released on the internet. They'll only be broadcast.
Now, speaking of internet TV, Joss Whedon, he's you know saying that he's done with regular over-the-air TV. Now that the Dollhouse was canceled, he's going to do internet TV.
Can you blame him?
Joss like
Whedon
is
an artist. He's not he's not your standard network television hack. You know?
Somebody with a huge nerd following like that, I mean, I'm sorry, but it's hard to get nerds to turn on a TV.
Yep. That's true,
you know,
too.
Speaking of movies, I got a question
What really
for you guys.
Killed Dollhouse was is the ratings for on live TV, but they were just killing it in DVR.
The live TV ratings shouldn't matter anymore. They do it.
Well, it does because that's what pays the bills.
Let me ask you, how do they know what's DVR and what's not DVR? You know, my myth box, you know, turns the cable box on. To them, it looks like someone's watching the show. Are they just talking about,
well,
like, the cable
all
company
the other
DVRs?
Yeah, it's the cable
ones?
Company
TiVo reports every button push that you do. They can track every button push on that you do on it.
Another reason why not to use them.
How many times you fast forward through a commercial on it.
TiVo is Big Brother. Everyone run.
Yep.
You can opt out of it, at least the last thing I knew.
Yeah, you can opt
but
out
they
of
don't
it,
make
but
it
by default.
They don't put it in an easy location to find.
Well, of course not.
Did they ever implement TiVo, the drop-down commercials, like when you were fast-forwarding? I know they were talking about that a few years ago. Did they ever do that?
Mm. No, usually what comes up is when you fast-forward through a commercial or when you fast-forward inside of any show, on it puts a little bar on the bottom that says, would you want more information on this show? And you can turn that
like
off after the first time.
Yeah, my MythBox just skips over the commercials by default.
So have you guys noticed that commercials now have longer still shots on logos than they used to have?
Yeah. Yes, that's because that's because of people who fast forward through them on it, you'll still see the logo.
Yeah. I can't remember what commercial it was, but all it was the company logo and some dude talking in the background. I was like, that's clever.
There was one on, I don't remember whether it was Dig or where I saw it, maybe even been on Slashdot on it, where it's basically, like a grasshopper, and I forget, I think it's for like some insurance company or something on it, but the grasshopper is always in the center of the screen. So if you're fast-forwarding through it, that's all you'll really see until you get to the very end, where it's the grasshopper and the logo. Honest, and no matter you don't have to listen to it, but you'll still see all that stuff, even if you're fast forwarding. It actually looked rather interesting, although I would still fast forward through it.
And as much
that's the thing, though,
as I hate to give Microsoft
like
credit
that,
on anything,
on Dig.
As much as I hate to give Microsoft credit on anything, commercial they had for Halo ODST, when you're initially watching it, I've known more than a few people who would stop and watch it because it looks like a movie commercial until they drop it on you that it's for the game.
I have a question for you guys, movie related. You hear me?
Yeah.
I hear you. You're not muted.
All right. How many of you saw Aliens vs. Predator Requiem?
Yes,
which
I did.
Was that the second one?
And I wanted to kick whoever designed the Pred Alien right in the junk.
Well, one of the questions I have for you about that movie, because I just watched it this past weekend, is did anybody else find it difficult to see anything? Because the whole movie was like dark as hell.
Not really, Dan. I didn't run into that problem, but that's me.
Like, everything was at night, and I couldn't... Like, the Predator was black, the alien was dark, and it was shot in, like, shadows, and I couldn't see it. I don't know, maybe something was wrong with the DVD I watched, but it was, like, all dark. Except for the beginning, when it was at the daytime, but that only lasted for, like, 10 minutes. I couldn't see a damn thing.
Dan.
All right, well, then, it's just me, then, I guess.
Extreme. I didn't watch it, so, the first
one was bad
enough.
Getting old,
Dan,
that's the problem.
Now, did you watch it in a dark room, well-lit room?
I watched it, I watched it in three parts. During the day, in the evening time, and at night. And the room was fairly well-lit the whole time. But I never had any problems on other movies like that. It's just this one was like, I don't know, it was just so dark. I don't need your condescending attitudes.
Anyway.
Something else. Is there anything else? Are we closing up shop now? What's going on?
Yeah.
One thing I want to mention first. Some people might care is on Identica and Twitter both. There's an account called CLI Magic that people might want to watch. The guy who's running that is dropping a lot of really great bash tips and tricks on how to do different things via the command line.
Ah.
Cool.
And the guy who runs it runs the Bloomington Linux Users Group.
And that's Bloomington,
Indiana.
Indiana, not Bloomington, Pennsylvania. There's a Bloomington in Pennsylvania, isn't there?
Yeah. I think so. There's almost a one of everything in Pennsylvania. You know, like York, Yorktown.
Well, there's like 25 Richmonds.
Right. I wanted to say something. I'll update my rant. I emailed the guy back. I said, "You want to send me another headset? I can send you this one back just to make sure it's not fluke." Be fair, you know, and I'll update the review then if it is a fluke. Personally, I don't think it is. So,
what did he say? Screw you, Joel?
No, he ain't said anything yet. I don't expect it right away. They're probably not in the office right now. Unless they're California.
Well, I'll go ahead and say it. Screw you, Joel.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Haiku update. You're able to run certain KDE applications in Haiku now.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Yeah. There's an article, North Technical, plus the link.
My only question is 330, have you ever run the herd?
No, not yet. I keep saying I'm going to do it, and then I never get around to it.
Well, conveniently enough, neither has anybody else.
That's right.
You know, every time I say that, I get an email from some guy that would be like, "I've been running it for 5 years. It runs great." I'm like, damn it.
on old hardware.
I downloaded it once.
Did you ever get it to
run?
I've downloaded it, but I've never tried to install it.
Anybody excited about the rumored Apple tablet?
No.
It'll be overpriced.
I'm excited to see one smashed in the street.
Yeah.
I've
smashed my iPod.
If you're excited about it, you're listening to the wrong show. You should be listening to anything on the Twit Network.
Smash my iPod.
Say, is anyone excited about the HP one?
That's okay. After the new Apple tablet comes out, I will just go over to Alan's house and check it out.
No.
Actually, if you watched this week's Hack 5, they had a really cool,
I'll
call it a smart book.
The Newton that I have.
Is that the one that was the combination Windows then? But when
that
pulled
was
the
cool.
screen off, it was the tablet running Linux?
No, that one was cool, but they have another one. There's a netbook, they call it a smart book, but it looks like a netbook, but it just runs just a 1 gigahertz Snapdragon path processor. That's it, no Atom processor at all. 3G connectivity, and it's basically Firefox and a bunch of desktop widgets. 3G connectivity, Wi-Fi, all that. Always on.
So what you're saying is it ships broken.
Well, no, you know, it's more of an answer to the Chrome OS stuff. You know, nice, easy to use, browsing only, aka we can probably hack the hell out of it.
So what is this thing going to be? Like
it runs Linux too.
The Apple thing? Is it going to be like $1,000 ebook reader, basically?
I certainly hope it's not $1,000 ebook reader. Plus, this is from my personal experience, right? This is from my personal experience. When I'm reading a book, I don't really care about color. Now, when I'm reading a magazine, I kind of do. But that's about the only time.
Well, what if the text is dark blue on black? Then would you care about color? All right, then.
Dark. Well. Okay.
Well, then you wouldn't be able to see it anyway.
I know.
You'd sit around and complain that it's too dark. I tried to read this book in 3 different stages, and I couldn't see anything.
Anyway.
I could see the cover, but...
Alright, guys, well, I got a jet. It's been fun.
Alright, thank you.
As always.
Take it easy.
I'm posting something in the IRC. I don't think that this is locked. I'm pretty sure that it's open to anybody. A Core Python Programming Study Group.
Alright.
For people who might be interested in it.
Asterisk links.
The Postgres SQL conference, January 6th, is over. Forget that.
if you have a time machine, you could go to.
Right. Hey, that's a neat link, dude. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Dan. That's pretty cool.
Hey, I did it for you, pal. I'm happy you're happy, because, you know, you're cool.
That's one of the books that I have, the O'Reilly Python book on my wish list for my Kindle.
Didn't somebody else send us some kind of email that they wanted something posted on the tech show? What was that?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I could have sworn accident. There was something like
Somebody's
that.
Somebody's got to have that.
It must be on the tech show email.
It is. Hold on. Jonathan.
Somebody find it, because I think I deleted it by accident.
Frostbite Systems.
That's it. The guys who are making Linux, pre-installed Linux computers, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't they provide
a
URL?
Read that off and let the peoples know.
Yes, they did. Frostbitesystem.com.
I am writing to you to see. I know. We also. Frostbite Systems is an online company that builds and sells pre-installed Linux computers. The distros we install on our computers are Ubuntu, Mandriva, OpenSUSE,
and I'm
going to
tweet
Savion,
that right now,
Linux
too.
Mint.
And Dennett. I'll tweet
We're
that
gonna
and
Dennett
too.
We're going to have to send him a complaint. Because I don't see Slackware or Arch Linux listed on here. And I, for one, will not
stand
for that.
Oh, please, man.
Oh,
what about Jet 2?
Setting up Arch.
Savion's
you know,
on there.
All I have to say is I think it's wonderful... and I think it's a great idea. Listen, guys, anybody out there who's listening to the show, if you want us to let people know about some kind of a Linux product, please email us, and we will do our best to let them know about it. However, if you really want us to harp on the...
Set us a system.
Harp on about... Yeah. If you want us to harp on about what it is you're doing with Linux, send us a review product, you know? I would love... to get somebody to send me a Linux laptop or something that's pre-installed so I could check it out. I think that'd be great fun. So definitely, you know, let us know if you have something like that, but definitely keep us in mind. If you want to send us a review unit, that's even better.
And this is a review unit, and Linux, Link won't stop talking about it.
That's right.
Just like all the stuff from Neuros, you know, I get that stuff to review and I use it every day, and I still use it every day. So I
actually
talk about it all the time. It's good stuff.
Here's the cool thing about them, though, man. They sell blind optimized desktops and notebooks. Kajari needs to check these guys out.
I'm kind of disappointed that I deleted that email by accident, because what I really wanted to... The guy said, you know, if you have any thoughts, send us an email back. And what I was thinking is, like for my father-in-law, he doesn't need a blind accessible system, but he's losing all his muscle control and stuff. So a vending that would be voice activated, that would be really cool. You know what I mean? It did the whole voice thing and took voice commands for him to type and stuff like that. And I kind of irritated that I lost the email.
See, the voice thing is a pain in the butt, because there hasn't been a good voice input system in Linux since like Red Hat 5 or 6 days. Because IBM had
well, maybe there should be then, right? I think there should be by now. So
it's just
the
really
Android's gonna have it.
That's the Android
right away.
Linux.
Have you tried the
kernel?
Hey Pat, on your G1, have you tried the voice search at all?
Not voice search. I've done voice dialing.
Yeah. The voice search is actually really good. I tried it. And I wish I hope... Actually, it's rumor. I saw another rumor that 2.0, Android 2.0, Peter 64 turned us off. but Android 2.0 might be coming to the G1.
Yeah, supposedly.
Now, I know Cyanogen will eventually get it to the G1. I hope. He's been awfully quiet since he got his Nexus 1. Did you notice that?
Yeah. I don't know. Not the last version that I have currently run on Cyanogen, but one back, it was a little flaky for me. I think it was his worst for one that he did so far.
Which one? 4.2.13?
No, the one before that, 12.
Oh, yeah.
It was not running well for me.
13's working good.
Yeah, 13's fine.
You may want to try doing a wipe on your phone, but 13 works pretty well. I wiped my phone, and that seemed to clear up some of the issues I was having.
What were the issues you're having?
Just, like, weirdness. The sync for the background syncing of the Gmail would periodically stop. It would just stop. I'd have to go back in and reactivate it. So, other weird things like that. Nothing huge. And then it would lag like crazy. I'd go to show someone something on it, and it would just take forever. And then all of a sudden, it'd loose up.
All right, guys, I hate to bust up your conversation, but I have got to get going.
Yeah, I'll just say, I'll do the same.
Night, Linksifer.
Night, Link.
I'm doing the same thing, so I'll talk to y'all later.
Screw you, Alan.
Good night, Alan.
Good night, Alan.
Screw you, Alan. We're getting
it. Then I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call during the week there. We can try to work out what the hell this problem is.
Okay.
Have a good one, everybody. Good night. Thanks for listening.
All right, finish what you were saying, Joel. Rattling on and on like you were.
I'm jealous, man. Another coworker has another droid, man. That thing is freaking fast.
Yeah. Nobody I know has a Nexus 1 yet. I'd love to get one of those.
Yeah, no one I know. Yeah, I know. But that I want to see.
Judy's going to review it.
That's the one I like.
Which
to see in person.
What, Nexus 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it's scary fast, everything I've seen. Plus, I wanna be able to use my voice to be text messaging. I think that's awesome with the noise-canceling microphone on the back side of the phone. Really cool. Oh, and N900 reviews are starting to trickle out as well, too. Right hand that there's up. I want to say, I think Crunch Gear had one, too.
Then that's what I want.
The N900 looks badass, man.
It'd be nice if I can find one in person. I'd like to check it out, though.
Or, yeah, that's an important part, Pat.
Being able to see it in person. Before dropping, $500 on something like that.
I mean, that's the thing.
I wouldn't trust myself to play with it. I'd go running out the door.
3:30, going to jail for swiping the N900 from the local T-Mobile shop.
None of the ones
I've
seen
if I got away.
No one's got it. Have you seen one near you?
No. Not yet.
I'd love to see an N900. No one has it.
Judy's buying one too, actually.
Where's she getting it from?
Surprise me. She's buying it. She's buying it outright.
But where's she getting it from?
Probably Amazon, I'm guessing. But I know she's buying
like
that.
How
she's gonna have
$500 on a phone and not even freaking check it out first in person.
Yeah.
She's rich like that, Pat.
I'm with you.
She bought Gorkon, man.
Well, actually, they said that when our G1 contracts are up, we should be able to pick it up for $279 for the Nexus 1. That $179 is only for new T-Mobile customers. Which I think kind of sucks a little bit.
Well, supposedly, they're gonna. If you currently have a T-Mobile account, they'll sell for $279 with the 2-year, so you pay an extra $100.
Right.
Honestly, it's cheaper probably to pay the $500 up front and keep your current cheaper plan.
Yeah.
Well, same thing for the N900 when you think about it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive though, man.
Well, that's why I'm buying a pre on eBay. Like, everybody's like, oh, you should just wait and upgrade to it. And I'm like, why the hell would I do that? I can get one on
it looks
for
nice.
$180.
I checked it out. It looks like a nice little phone. It's a little.
At least you're getting the Pre and not the Pixie.
Well, what's the difference? The Pixie's smaller or is it just the name?
Yeah,
the
it has a smaller screen.
And they swapped around a lot of the hardware. Like, they made the processor faster. But then they put, like, a crappier video card in it. Like, I don't know if those are the actual ones, but I know that they did a lot of swapping of parts. And some things went up and some things went down, and it was just kind of... It seemed arbitrary. It was just like they ran out of parts and just started throwing shit together.
The thing I didn't like about the Prix was the keyboard that that thing has. It was kind of...
And the SDK's not that open yet. Well, it wasn't, anyway.
The keyboard on the Prix is the same that's on the Centro, which I have now.
Right.
And I've had that for 2 years, and it's a pretty damn good keyboard.
And your Centro's kind of only halfway working right now, right?
No, I got it. I got a new old one.
A new old one?
Yeah.
Change of color, too, huh?
No, I got another black one. So I got it on eBay. Because I fried the other one.
The N1 looks like ultra fast. The videos I've seen look awesome. It's got a beautiful display and all that. You know, it's got that 1 gigahertz Snapdragon processor and all that. My only concern would be not having a real keyboard. And
yeah.
I have to try it in person.
I couldn't
no
live
way around
with
that.
A soft keyboard. I'd lose my ever loving mind.
I'd be open to
actually,
it, but I should try it.
I've been liking the soft keyboard on the Android. It's just
Which one? The
G1 screen's a little small for it.
You mean
you know
on the
what
Droid?
I mean, Pat? Yeah. The Droid, I think I'm trying to think if I tried it on a Droid. I know Alan says that he rarely uses the keyboard, the physical keyboard. And I know I have a couple family members that have the Droid, and same thing there. Very rarely uses the pop out keyboard. Unless they're doing like a marathon texting.
I'll have to see it. Gotta try it.
Yeah.
Is T-Mobile gonna have those things in their showrooms, in their stores? To try out?
What, Nexus One or?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
And it's going to Verizon in the springtime too. In a couple months.
Yeah.
So I guess I could try it out there.
Well, then there's that new, well, not new, but there's another version of the Droid coming out. I'm trying to remember that. It was in Korea, though.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It doesn't have a real keyboard.
That was the, something weird. I can't remember.
They're going apeshit in Korea. I'm subscribed to some blogs, and they're saying that something like 18
Moto
phones this year showing up in Korea.
Yeah, Moto O-R-O-I. Moto
right, Roy. Right. Yep. I know which one you're talking about.
It sounds
like
how
like
they would say it.
It's like a Droid without the keyboard. Thinner.
With a Korean ROM. Actually, it looks like it's got the Moto Blur interface, too. That the Click has. Which, that, you know, that's one thing that a lot of people are saying that. They're saying Android's getting fragmented because of the Blur and HTC Sense and
you
all that.
You know what, though? It's nice having like a low level device, a mid level device,
right,
and a high end device. You know?
Right. Well, and I also think too, I have yet to actually hear of an app that would work on the G1 and not work on, say, the Droid or the Aeris or the Hero. Most everything works on the G1, works on the Nexus One and everything else too. I mean, I really never had an issue with an app, other than maybe Cygic Maps. Before Google added their navigation stuff, I was offered a trial for Cygic Maps, but I tried tried to, I was going to review it, but I decided not to, because I never could get them to respond back to get
specs,
a working review copy.
If you look at that link I just put in there from the Fandroid site, the specs on that the Motoroy, it's pretty beefy, man. It's got an 8-megapixel camera. It does HD video recording, 720p. It has an HDMI interface.
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
I mean, what I think's going to happen with Android, or maybe Apple might do this with the iPhone OS, but basically you're going to have a little dock. You're going to plop your phone in it, and then all of a sudden you have, like, a netbook.
Well, they have something like that for the Droid.
A bigger screen.
You can use it like a bedside clock kind of a deal.
Yeah.
I was saying, Palm tried that once. Remember the Folio?
Right.
It was never released.
Well, yeah, because everybody, you know, went absolutely crazy about how stupid it was.
Yeah, I'm going to put a link on the Fandroid site that has like a listing of all the phones that are currently available.
Right. But then there's the Celio Redfly. Now, you've seen that, right?
Mm-mm.
The Redfly was like the Folio, but I think it worked with Windows Mobile only, if I remember right. It was an interesting device. Let me see if I can find
Arcos
that webpage.
Yeah, Arcos is coming out with a phone. Huawei, LG. There's a whole bunch of them coming down, man. Sony Ericsson one is supposed to be a beefy one.
Actually, it's wrong. It also works with BlackBerry, too. The Redfly.
Acer.
Check that out. But it's basically, you connect your phone over Bluetooth, and then you have a full keyboard and a full screen. Pretty neat, actually.
Yeah, that'd be cool if it actually stored your phone in it somewhere. Because I could see myself you know, using that and then walking away and leaving my phone sitting on a table.
Yeah, but unfortunately you have to have your phone nearby.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if it's stored inside the device somewhere.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Just plug it in, yeah.
And I mean, even if it still did it over Bluetooth, if, like, the bottom had a spot where you plugged the phone in just so that it would...
It's the batteries to charge it.
That would be cool.
Charge the phone?
That'd be the best scenario.
I never did hear back from the guys at TouchBook. I asked them to get a review unit, but you still want a TouchBook?
I would love to have one, but I can't afford it.
Ooh, interesting.
It's $500 in my...
Yeah, worse than Cylon.
You know,
actually, I just looked at
budget.
It. The TouchBook actually has this on their website now. The first ARM device to propose all major distros, Ubuntu, Android, Mir, Gentoo, and Chrome OS. Interesting. I'm going to have to post on that. I'm interested in this now, a little bit more than I used to be. Yeah, I guess
we're
gonna
wrap it up, guys. It's getting a little late.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I know we started late, but we should probably wrap it up.
And we went over too.
Dan fell asleep.
Daniel.
I'm drunk.
He's muted.
You look it up again, Dan.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Time to play some Dota and get out of here.
No, 100 owls.
Maybe we should do a Dota 100 owls mashup.
Yeah, competition. At the head.
There you go.
Wait, what's 100 owls? Is that one that...
It was that one that, you know, made Kent try to, you know, run over his own head in a car.
The 01 insert.
It was the one
here?
From the open source musician one. $100
Oh, you want me to play that?
Kent says, "Oh my God, please play that. Play it twice."
You got it. I got
awesome. I'd love it. Play it.
Here it is. Ready to go. It's just us
right, everybody.
Week, right?
Yep. I don't have anybody booked, man. I've been kind of busy.
I'm trying to get some people, so.
I'd appreciate it.
And if Joel would get some people.
Get some Linux users. That's my only requirement.
Yeah. What he said.
What, we want to get Linux users? On a Linux show? Hells no!
Yeah, like right. Dave Yates.
He's dead. Dave Yates quit the scene, remember? Last week was his last show. He said he's not coming on anymore. You don't remember that?
Turn on to now, man.
Alright. Let me play it out.
He's too busy.
Nah, he didn't quit the scene. I don't want to spread ugly rumors.
Yeah, what Dan said.
Alright, here's your song of the week, because it's backed by popular demand. Insert hair from here from 100 Owls off of I Am My Own Sis.
Sorry.
Sycophantic Laughter.
We apologize ahead of time.
You can thank Pat.
I don't apologize.
Send all your hate mail to link at thelinuxlink.net. And enjoy this song while I put the top back
go
on the
it.
Server. And get ready to shut this noisy bitch bastard down. Alright, here we go.
Stay no, 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 no! I say, I love her, I say no, no. research of computers?
Can we talk about multiprocessing?
Can we talk about Beowulf clusters?
Can we talk about Web 2.0?
Just talk geek to me.
Just talk geek to me.
Hey, it's Deep Geek. Please come check out my podcast for my take on all things geeky. You can find us at www.talkgeektome.us. That's www.talkgeektome.us. Thank you.
Just talk geek to me.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
That's it. That's everything.
The torture's over.
Which she wrote.
Great. Cool.
We don't have anybody to thank for listener donations this week because we didn't get any. Or at least Dan's not telling us about them.
I don't think we got any donations. Hold on.
I want to thank our listeners for putting up with our crap.
Our torture. Got a donation of a nation for... Nope, no donations in the past week. Oh, I'm tired. I'm trying to take a nap. We did get a donation from Nancy Wright on December 21st. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy.
All right. So, that's...
Dan, what did you get on HGTV, man?
I got it beginning of December. Mid-December. Actually, wait. It was around beginning of December. Went Christmas shopping, and the wife wanted one. So,
how big?
26 inches.
Hey,
it's a cheapie, it's a start, but man. It works great.
What is it, 720p?
I think it does 1080.
Oh, good deal.
But it's probably one of those under the violation of the GPL, of course.
So, are you doing any recording in HD?
No, I don't have HD. My cable is not HD.
Well, I can always do over the air, man. I hear over the HD is nice.
Yeah, I don't have an. How would I get?
Who's your cable provider?
Cox. I don't have it. I don't have any of the HD channels.
Do they charge extra for HD?
I believe they do.
Yeah, they usually charge a little more for an HD box. But you should
see,
be
that's
able to
what's stopping me from switching to Uverse.
They usually have the over-the-air channels on the cable, usually unencrypted, so that you can record them without a box.
What do I need to pick up over-the-air channels?
You need a digital capture card.
A QAM card, right?
Yeah, QAM.
Yeah, I don't have one of
UAM.
Those, so I ain't picking
and
up any of
an antenna. You can get them cheap. They're around.
I don't know. We figure by the time all that streaming crap gets worked out, won't be watching anything on TV anymore anyhow.
Yeah, that's what they say. We'll see.
We shall see. I am going to stop the recording here so I can get it out for everybody. Make everybody happy.
Get it up.
Get it done.
Get it done.
Have a great week, gentlemen.
Get yourself some eating bitches. I got a subject, but I'll save it for after.
I got a couple of topics.
Yeah.
Testing.
Mostly because I had to recombobulate my network. I don't know, about 10-15 minutes ago.
Testing.
Apparently, it doesn't. Hello.
1 2 1 2.
That's weird. It dropped out.
What does?
My signal coming back.
Ah.
You guys. Weird. It's working now, though.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, hey, like I said, I'll save this. This is going to be a rant, and it's going to be for the show.
Do it.
It'll
no
be
rant.
Good. No. It'll be a good one, because you guys will love it.
Dan hasn't ranted in a while. He gets the fail award.
I'm going to go off on somebody.
I thought I ranted last week.
You did. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
No, you didn't. That was great last week.
I'm just trying to get you going, man. I'm good at that shit, you know? Getting people riled up sometimes.
Oh, let me turn this up. To the tops. To the tops of the pops. Testing 1, 2, 3. Where'd everybody go?
Still here,
I'm
man.
Here.
All right. Testing. Testing. Can you bring me a Pepsi? Throwback. And be snappy about it, damn it. Tell you. What good's having kids if they don't work for you? Know what I mean?
Right. Try to do that with my boy, I'd probably get smacked.
That's a Dr. Pepper. I wanted a Pepsi. Please?
Dr.
Baby?
Pepper Heritage is good.
Well, that's what I have, but I've already had a Dr. Pepper this week. I want a Pepsi. I haven't had a Pepsi throwback. I try to limit myself to like one a day, because I'm fat ass enough already. I don't need. Oh, what am I missing? I'm ready to hear your rant, Joel.
Cool. You have to wait. I want everybody to hear it.
Thank you, beautiful. You're bad. You know what? Can you bring me one more thing? This would go great with a glass of ice. Please. Thank you.
Cool.
What's happening, baby?
Holy mackerel.
Wow, that's loud, man.
And that really sucked.
Well, you have your laptop plugged in or something?
Do I have my laptop plugged in? Yeah.
Yeah, you got like a hum coming through.
Do I? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hum. I don't know. Some hum.
Some hum.
Hum. Num. Some. How about now? Is it humming now?
Oh, it's great now.
That's much better.
Isn't it humming? Well, that's, unfortunately, my battery only lasts like 5 minutes, so that's just not going to work. So I'll have to plug it into my other laptop, but... Well, that's booting up. I'll talk to you while on this one on home.
Go down to the store, buy a bag of ice, take out a glass of it, throw the rest away. No good, kid. Tell you, I don't understand what's wrong with these kids these days.
Neither do I. Hey, my son's playing violin in a concert for the first time.
Awesome!
Yeah, they
very, very cool.
This time.
Wow,
very cool, and
violin?
stress to you, Gorkon, how very, very important it is to make your child play an instrument through school.
Make them. You can't make your kid do anything, however.
You most certainly can.
You haven't met Luke. Well, actually, you have met Luke, but...
You most certainly can make your child do things, and if you make them do anything, that is definitely something worthy of making them do.
Yeah. I actually recorded it with my Zoom H2. Actually didn't come out too bad, as far back as I was. Weird. Link, you're gonna like my rant tonight. I'm gonna go off.
Are you gonna talk about cell phones again? Because if you are, I'm just gonna, you know, quit now.
Oh, no, no, no. Not cell phones. Clueless tech support.
How dare you? The world revolves around cell phones.
What do you do, call Dell or something? Get yourself talking to a Haji?
Nope, nope. This guy's actually here in Columbus, believe it or not. I won't mention names.
Thank you.
Alright, I'm out. I'm gonna try plugging in this other thingy here. That's fact. Grab back. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass.
Alright. There ain't no funny duddies that'll link it back. I don't have a hum, do I? For the drone, his apartment for what, the last year, I think.
You get like an outlet that's not ground properly, man, and it goes to shit.
Testing 1, 2, 3. What? Testing cool. 1, 2, 3.
Pat's gonna get a new TV.
Well, what the hell difference does this make?
I don't know.
Sometimes I just don't understand what the... Oh, maybe this is not...
1, 2, 3...
I love you.
That's what I like.
Right?
Yeah. You sound good.
Much better.
Sound like the little linkster you are.
Do you switch outlets?
No, I actually...
Did you mark your outlet?
Different laptop. I went from my old Acer Aspire 3680 to my newer old Acer Aspire 1.
Ooh. Ah.
And,
with the new night cell battery.
No, I didn't get that yet. I'm on the original 3-cell battery. The 9-cell, however, my replacement 9-cell shipped today, as a matter of fact.
Good for you. That was a good story.
Thank you.
Showtime! It's a little thing to show in that fact.
In a world where, you know, it seems like everybody's trying to bend you over and strap the sandpaper on before they give you a ride.
You're no kidding.
Amazon did a good turn.
So. No kidding.
Testing.
Man, dinner was good tonight. Again. I got one of the makers for Christmas, and that is one of the best Christmas gifts I've ever gotten in a long time.
Is that
it's
like
so
an orange, reddish-orange one kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I got that one, too. I love that freaking thing, man.
5 minutes, I got dinner.
Yep.
If that.
What is it?
It's like... It's a quesadilla maker.
Oh, okay. If you don't like gas, you
can stick it up your... They are badass, and man, you can make the greatest stuff in there. If you ever
anything
made a dessert quesadilla before, they are
apple
fantastic.
Pie filling?
Yeah, like apple just like butter
Jerry?
And cinnamon and crap like that. Ah, jelly, peanut butter and jelly quesadillas. They're awesome.
I made pizza quesadillas with some turkey pepperoni.
I don't know. Should I order my credit score for $7.95?
Or
nah. Get the free credit report.
No.
Go to freecreditreport.com.
Why do you need a credit report?
I want to get one just because I want to see what the hell's on it.
Well, then you can get it for free, dude. Don't order it.
Well, no. You get the free one. Then they're going to charge you to see your credit.
Right.
Thank you.
Showtime! It's a little thing to show when that's fact.
If
you don't like guests, you just get up your ass. Ain't no funny daddies that'll link it bad. For the show, go to
DLNGS.org. I need to know how bad my credit score actually is.
It's toilet paper, right?
It's unlikely. Yeah.
Dude, you're... Alan, your credit is great, man. I just got my new car on your card today.
There you go.
Get the car?
That's what my wife keeps telling me. My credit's great.
Dude,
no,
when
Link's
I went to...
not, Link didn't get a new car. He wants a new car.
No, when I went to Lexus over here this morning, and they said, you know, how are you paying for this? And I said, well, you know, my name is Alan Metzler, and I'll be putting it on my credit card. They said, you have... You know, we're going to give you a 0% financing.
It's
going
to be
and,
great.
And, you know, your money is great here, so. I don't think you should have a problem at all, Alan.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have any problems, but I haven't looked at it since I bought the house. So.
Firefox 3.6 released tomorrow.
Just sit right there, go together, just about to begin.
Say that for the show.
That's a good one, yeah.
See, I know credit is shitty, so I don't ever have to worry about, you know, having somebody steal my identity, because who the fuck would want it, you know?
I'm not worried about anything like that. I'm not worried about that. I'm just curious
Link,
to see if there's anything floating around on there that shouldn't be.
Yeah. Link owes his soul to the company store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, hey, nice post on Legs for Christians, Link.
Ah! Yeah, I got...
One...
Yeah, I guess you're the key to your ways. Ain't no funny days that I'll link it back.
I know one posts anything. That Fred guy posts stuff all the time.
That guy is...
On Linux for Christians?
Yeah!
Not on the website,
man.
Not on the blog.
No.
Oh, on the blog? I didn't even know there was
on,
a blog.
On the website? No.
I thought you meant on the mailing list.
Hey, what are you...
Oh, yeah, the mailing list. He puts stuff all the time.
Yeah, Fred has some rich stuff on there, too. But he gets
people
talking.
I love
talking.
What Fred posts on there. Yeah, because he gets people talking and gets used out of the list. And even if people don't agree with him... And a lot
Which
of times people don't.
Majority of the time.
even if people don't agree with him, then at least, you know, as a Christian, if they don't agree with him, then it pushes them to respond why they don't agree. So it's an educating kind of experience. And that's a
you
good
would
thing,
hope, but
you
sometimes
know?
It gets to be flames, though.
Yeah, well, a lot of times it gets to be a flame war, but invariably Fred wins out because he's persistent, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's
that's what I call Fred. Believe it or not, sometimes I agree with him.
I agree with him all the time.
Not all
I,
the time.
I agree with him almost all the time, really. I agree with him. I like his point of view. He's a bit bullish about it, but hey, you know, I admire him for the way he stands
on
it. Just sit right there, go together, just about to begin.
Madame Duke.
Hello, Mr.
And what you guys, what's great, what you guys don't get all the time, that I see all the time, is that Fred, like myself, is a great political opponent of the current administration. And he
me too,
all kinds of anti-Obama rhetoric on there, and it tickles me to death to see it. You guys miss out on all that stuff, though.
Actually, most of the list is...
Yeah.
Most of the list is anti-Obama, I think. I'm going to say the majority. That guy is scary, man. I'm telling you.
You know what? I didn't think he was that bad until right after the election. I mean, you know, obviously I was disappointed as a conservative. But I really didn't think he was that bad until after the election when I heard people starting to refer to him as the Messiah. The new Messiah. That
right.
Really bothered me. I mean, that really bothered me. And now... When everybody's finding out that, you know, he lied the entire time and he can't do everything that he, or anything really, that he said he was going to do. And everybody's flip-flopping and all the
Republicans for Dan.
Are winning themselves back into office. I just sit back and giggle, you know?
But I got another one for Dan there, too.
For those of you who don't know and did not read the Linux for Christians website, that Joel is referring to. The story is... They have, and occasionally this happens, right? There's someone standing out there handing out free samples of something. I mean, I've gotten, like, packets of Rolaids and all kinds of crap, right? Anyway, there's this young lady out there with a thick accent, almost sounded like Jamaican or something, maybe. She's handing out pamphlets and mumbling something about the Bible in her thick accent. And, you know, I just grabbed the pamphlet and kept on going. Because it's freaking cold out there and windy and 7 o'clock in the morning. And I put it in my pocket and I figured I would read when I got, you know, a couple blocks into my office. And I got in the office and I'm reading it. And what it is this pamphlet from this... outfit, you know, this quote-unquote Christian outfit called, what the heck was it? It's E-Bible Fellowship, okay? And it's this whole pamphlet.
You can become a minister, too.
Oh, no, it's even better than that. It's this whole pamphlet on the dates of the end of the world and the rapture. And they have it all figured out through some kind of numerology bullshit that they're doing. That the rapture is going to happen on May 21st, 2011. And then the actual end of the world is going to happen on October 21st, 2011. And I just thought that this was... You know, there's two more issues I have. I thought that it was hysterical, right? And then I kind of irked out and just sit right there, goes the gallows about to begin. Christian capacity while handing out this kind of bullshit. Even though, you know, I sort of thought it was entertaining because I know better. You know? But, and it sort of intrigued me because, you know, the Nostradamus junkies and the Mayan junkie people, they're all saying that the world is going down the toilet in 2012, right?
This time or 2012.
So I think, So I think these guys, in order to, you know, get more of a following, had to move the date up a little bit, you know, just to get in there under the wire, so to speak.
I heard that movie sucked, by the way.
2012.
2012. I haven't seen that yet. I really want to see it, but I tell you what. I saw Book of Eli, and it was really good, I thought, anyway.
The movie that I'm waiting to show up on video is this one called Moon. Have you heard
Bruno?
About this movie, Moon? Moon?
Moon. Watching Bruno? Is that what you're watching?
Not Bruno. I do want to see Bruno, but it's not Bruno.
Bruno.
Moon.
All right.
Or what? New Moon, the Twilight.
Let's kick his pig,
that.
Man. Let's start.
I couldn't care less about that.
Twilight. Yeah, whatever. I'm sure Link's daughter loves Twilight.
There you go. Claudia said he saw Moon. Everybody said they loved
it.
Oh,
yeah. She loved Twilight. She didn't see the New Moon thingy yet, though.
I got a movie recommendation for Link. Link might like this one. This is a low-budget movie. You can get it on rental. It's called Man from Earth. And basically the
something
premise
from
is...
from Amberlin?
Yeah.
That's good, too. Yeah.
See, Dan is the only one that gets that, you know?
Yep.
And that's why I love you, Dan.
That's a good one, though. Man from Earth. If you're into, like, there's no special effects. It's basically a bunch of people that are in, like, this cabin, and they're talking for the whole movie. Basically, this guy is, like, a professor. He's leaving this school, and he invites, like, a bunch of his teacher friends, you know, hang out and reminisce before he leaves. And he basically tells them that he's immortal. He's basically a caveman that never died.
Does he die?
What's the plot?
No.
I don't know if I could watch that, dude, because my, generally speaking, my movie preferences include explosions and kung fu.
Everybody wants kung fu fighting.
And if you don't have explosions and kung fu.
You want to see a great movie?
If you don't have explosions and kung fu, it just doesn't work for me, man.
A great movie that made my kids cry. No, King Kong Fu. King Kong Fu. That is what we watched. It made my kids cry. And they were pissed off.
Thank you.
Big O! The show!
It's a little thing to make show. Way less bad.
What is that?
If you don't like this, just get up your ass.
Oh.
Ain't no funny today.
Raising hell.
Official, non-official member of the tech show.
You know what?
One of the best kung fu movies ever is called Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. If you haven't seen Robo, you have to see that, dude.
That's funny.
Robo Vampire. We did a review of it on PBR.
Dude, if you haven't seen Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, you have got to see that, man.
Is it better than Bubba Hotep?
Oh, way better. Jesus Bubba Christ Hotep. Vampire Hunter is the most campiest movie ever, ever, ever. It's got
I'm
Jesus
still waiting
Christ
for
in
Bubba
it, and
Nosferatu.
It's like a kung fu movie.
Bubba Nosferatu.
Where he's... Jesus Christ is like this kung fu master dude that goes around the world kung fu and vampires to death, you know? It's awesome. I'm like, that's what cinema was made to be, I'm telling you.
Have we started the show or no?
No, I have a question for you, Alan. Maybe this is the reason.
Why doesn't this sound work anymore?
No, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is that a link in bad?
Why I'm not getting
Hello? Just sit right there, go together, just about to begin.
Alright, let's quickly review this, Alan, okay?
Okay.
If you could recall... Alright.
Lovely, but yeah.
All the sound works, except for... The sound coming back from the spare work machine that plays the intro and all the other music, you can hear it on the stream. So the sound is coming out from the machine into the mixer, and it's going into the stream, all right?
Okay, so that means but, one of the levels are up.
But coming out of the mixer to the other sound card, into the line in of the other sound card, it doesn't seem to be coming through. So, the line in from the other sound card, from the sound card, is what's coming out of mono send.
What? Okay, It's going out of mono send. That's coming from the music machine.
The music machine's plugged into it's plugged into 3-4.
Okay.
And it's coming out. I mean, it's working fine. That seems to be working fine. It's coming in.
That's coming out the mains, which is going to the stream. Correct.
Yeah.
So the mains plug into the stream.
Yeah.
But we just don't hear it on this. We don't hear it because we're coming in from.
No, we're coming in.
Well, I should say, not so much coming in. We have the line. Let's see. We need the conference room come because we all hear the conference room. So the conference room goes
right
into the board where.
Conference room goes into the board on. Let me follow this. This mess right here. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. Wait, it curls back under here. It goes to 7-8. So that's fine. All that's fine.
So what do we feed the what do we feed the stream with? Not the stream, excuse me, the conference room. What line is feeding the conference room?
That is a line going out. Wait. Conference room gets fed by. Gets fed by 7-8.
Give me 2 seconds here. I want to grab the mixing board so I can take a look at it because I don't have it out right now.
All right, second. Hurry up. Come on, we want to start this damn show. I honest to God, why does Alan wait till the last minute to do this? Ay, ay, ay. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's not right.
Are you freaking serious, Joel?
What?
I just read that post, the Gear Diary post.
Yeah.
The email that the dude sent? You got to be shitting.
Apple?
You mean?
I'm just the only person that actually reads the email.
One, two, three.
If you don't like the cats, you can't get up your way.
Ain't
no funny days.
That's not even my rant today.
If you fly standards, then that standard works standardly across every platform.
Right. Well, you know, not to mention that I tried the headset with my netbook and it works okay with that. I tried it with multiple things. I mean, that's what I do when I test things. And when I have problems, I want to mention it. So let's kick
it. Isn't that what you're supposed to do, right?
Yes.
If you don't like cats, you gotta get up your ways. Ain't no funny duddies that only get bad.
Okay, on the FX send is what goes to. Damn it. Nothing is being sent on FX send right now.
Okay. That used to come out and feed the headphones.
Okay. Even though there's a headphone jack there.
What if I plug it in the FX sound?
Try it.
Let me create a
track. I'm in Bound Dick Show. Just sit right there, goes together, just about to begin.
Okay, FX.
Who's the monitor go to? Where are we feeding the monitor out to?
1, 2, 3, Texas!
Okay.
Anyway,
FXN has
we need to have
going
a bigger
out.
Budget so that we can fly okay. Alan every weekend or every weekend. When
yeah.
I know. I got to come down there and like reset everything.
No, everything is hooked up the same way it used to be, but for some reason,
Alan's got to go there and set everything up and make it work, and then wrap duct tape around the entire room. So nothing can be moved ever.
Okay, Alan. Here we go. Okay. I just told you that out of the machine that plays the music, the extra music, it goes in the. I told you it goes in the 3-4, right?
Yeah.
It goes in the 3-4. That's working fine because you can hear the music over the stream.
Yeah.
Now what comes out and goes back into our. Into the sound card that is connected to the room so that we're supposed to hear the music coming out, that comes out of mono, send, and plugs into the sound card.
Okay, so monitor goes to room, the main goes to the stream. Is that right?
Yeah, monitor, send, yes.
And nothing comes out of FX.
Yeah. So, on stream 3-4,
what's your monitor?
It's at zero right now.
Turn it up.
Turn it to like plus 5?
Turn it about halfway and see what happens with the music.
Okay.
The music is coming in there. The monitor, that's the monitor line. So if you keep that off, you're never going to hear it in the room.
Oh, showtime! It's the Living Tech Show. Away that's fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that'll link it bad. Come to join me, go direct to DLNGS.org. And I see channels on the next day. Bound Dick Show. Just sit right there, go together, just about to begin.
It is coming out over the stream, but it's just not feeding back to us.
It's a Little Thing Tech Show, and that's fact.
Well, I'm sorry.
If you don't like the cats, always. Ain't no funny duddies that'll link it bad. For the streaming, go direct to DLNGS.org. And I see channels are linked to DLNGS.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, go together, just about to begin.
Monitor send.
Well, you can plug a headphone in there, and you'll hear the left side of the headphone will work.
That's the thing. I gotta find a way to plug a headphone in.
Where's the slider set at?
The slider?
Three, four. Yeah.
On 3-4 is up. Almost. It's about two-thirds of the way up. Well, a little less than half. Sorry.
All right, so that's all right then.
What's the number it's at? It's up at about 17.
That should be enough. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, everything else is working fine. Except
let's
that.
Turn it to 11.
Turn it to 11.
Because other shows.
No, all that's going to do is make it really, really loud on the stream line. And not on the monitor.
Other shows have it set at 10, and we can set ours to 11.
What I should probably see if I can find in this mess I have here.
Oh.
cable crap is an adapter. So I can plug in the audio and see if it's... Or a pair of good headphones. Oh wait, where are those cheapy headphones?
Oh no, are you looking for the Mexican headphones?
Yeah, I'm looking for the Mexican
headphones.
The Mexican
headphones. Dan still has the Mexican headphones.
I just need, it's either that or some kind of an adapter that I can... Oh wait, what's this?
He's going to pump the intro music through the Mexican headphones and just hold it up to the mic.
Yeah, hold it up to the mic. No,
so we can hear it.
I wasn't planning on doing that. I was just trying to find some, an adapter here I can use. What's this? Oh, that's... Oh, here we go. Let me quickly plug this in and see if I'm getting anything out. And we'll go from there and we'll be able to start the show. This should work. Here we go. Alright. Now. Let's see what we got.
Somebody
here.
Take it, it's just us tonight.
One.
Right?
All I guess you can get up your ways. Ain't no funny duddies that are looking bad. For the streaming, go direct to DLFGS.org. And I see challenges at LinuxTech.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, go to Kellen, just about to begin.
Turn the monitor, well, the monitor control, that's on 3-4, turn that all the way to 10.
Okay, hold on a second. Say something. I want to make sure the headphones are actually freaking work. Kids have a habit of destroying the headphones.
Yeah, the tech show, the only show that never starts on time.
One, two, three, yeah. It's all good, though, because all of the time is released.
Tech show
rules!
Tech show rules!
We're only the only people who do that, too.
Big old show time!
Yeah, Craig should post the after show.
We have a pre-show that's almost as long as the regular show.
Sometimes.
Why did I spend all that time?
That's why the
all the entertaining stuff happens.
Joel, have you ever been on a Crank post call?
Yeah, I have. About a year ago. It was long.
It's a little thing to show on a morning in this fact.
I know.
If you don't like gas, you can get up your ass.
Yeah.
Ain't no funny duddies that'll only get bad. The streaming, go direct to DLFGS.org. And I see challenges at LinuxTech.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit
but
right there, go together, just about to begin.
Right hand side. Turn that all the way up to 10. Yeah. So the one on 3-4 is on 10, and the one on the right hand side is on 10.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
I hate to say turn the gain up. The line gain up.
That's
for because that's gonna blast it out on the screen on the stream.
Turn the line gain.
Yeah, that should be up about midway probably, right?
Gain is at like yeah about midway.
And the mic gain is all the way off, right?
Mic gain. Line gain is mic gain is mid. So should it be at zero?
That can be actually turned off because that's actually the XLR input.
Okay.
And you still don't hear anything, huh?
No, it's not coming through. Monitor is up to plus 10. But it is coming through. When you play something, it is coming
yeah.
through.
Yeah, so that's...
Alright, well,
first let me play around no things here and see if I can figure out why it wouldn't be coming in.
I can try one more thing out.
Is that the whole show? Do we actually have anything else to add?
Yeah, I think we're about done, right?
Let me try one more thing, Alan.
Okay.
Let me try one more thing.
testing. Okay, I tried it in another spot. I'm getting the same thing. Nothing.
It doesn't sound right. I don't know off the top of my head.
I wonder. But if I plug this into the phone.
Sorry about that. Pumped into the microphone there.
Testing.
I'm telling you, what you need to do is, after the show, take that mixer and send it to Alan.
Oh.
And Alan can figure out how it's supposed to be and set all the switches and dials where they're supposed to be and then wrap the fucker in duct tape with only the holes open.
In.
And then he can just write, next to the hole, like, whoa, this jack and, fact. You know, from...
If you don't like gas, you can get up your way. Ain't no funny duddies that only get bad.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do now. So I'm trying to get where everything is.
DLGS.org/NICLinuxLink.net Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, go together, just about to begin.
Well, all right.
I could always scam it as a long trip down to Virginia. I'm sure my wife would love that one.
There you go. Yeah,
I think the two issues we got here is, one, I'm not hearing anything coming over to monitor's end. And the other issue seems to be with this type of sound card. Because if I plug something into the mic in, it seems to pick something up.
One, two, three.
The USB sound card?
Incidentally,
have you tried plugging that into a hub?
You can. It's in there.
Yeah, the new cat.
Thank you.
Firepop.
It's the Little Thing Tech Show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cast, you can get up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that only get bad. For the strong men, go to DLGS.org.
And I'll
see you at LinuxLink.net. Bound
to me. I'm done talking, man. I'm pulling in Alan for the rest of the show.
The thing is, for everybody listening to the stream, they've heard the intro like 15 times already.
Yeah, I know. They keep saying, you know, if you play the stuff one more time, they're going to kick your ass. I think they're saying.
All right, let me get all the files geared up. I'm sorry, Claudio M's sister. I missed your IM. When I closed my Facebook chat, I saw your words. I love you too. Bye-bye, baby. We'll meet again tomorrow.
Snacky!